Welcome to 500 Monkeys Dibcast, episode 2. It's the 5th of January 2019. Oh. Anyway, last time we spoke about how I'm feeling the need for some community. I want to expand on this briefly today. Let's talk about, I feel in England at least, community is broken down as, you know, it's not effective. And as humans, we're social animals and, you know, we thrive in groups. And it's about balance, I suppose, to, you know, if it's too big a group, then we feel lost and irrelevant. But, you know, too small and you feel alone and, you know, get lonely, I suppose. And I guess this is where I am at the minute, or not as close a knit community as I'd like. So there have been some major hindrances for me, I suppose, in finding the connections I need in my area. Majorly, I don't drive, and I'm not on social media. So that kind of limits your options a lot. I've been online, found a meetup, some of you probably know that, and, you know, joined a few walking groups. But a lot of these people travel a long way, and they're not local to me. So, you know, I love the walks, and it's good interaction, but other than walking, there's no social comeback from that, or community. And also in the village, you know, I've not met the locals. You know, they're lovely people, but, you know, it's not my social radar, not doing the things that, you know, I want to be doing. And also living rurally means I have to travel everywhere on public transport. So you can't really do things late, as the buses are crap, basically. And I don't think they run past 10. And also taxis are very expensive. And we don't have Uber here. So, you know, if you're going somewhere, it's at least 10 quid to get home, which is, you know, quite a lot, really. So that limits that. So I'm still full of cold. That's probably why I'm doing another one so soon. They won't be as regular as this when I get back to work, but sitting on the sofa with not a lot to do, you know, may as well, eh? So, you know, I'm negatizing living in a country, and it's served me well, you know. And I believe the universe sent me here to, you know, sent me to the sticks to recover mentally, and obviously to rebuild my spiritual practices. But these have all stopped now due to, I suppose, lack of volition on my part, which I'll come back to in a sec about the reasons for that. So where I thought my problem was, you know, not doing my practice, it was in fact the environment I was in. It served its purpose, and I was not listening to my gut. I was listening to the ego, which is saying I wasn't doing enough, basically, to be some perfect Western-style yogi, which clearly was wrong, you know. I wasn't looking at it from the right perspective. So it has also helped me find the real me again, living in the country. And this I've done, and I'm ready for the next stage of rebuilding my social community. And it's time, year and a half nearly, it's been a release for me, and a chance to rebuild after, frankly, quite a tough time, really. Maybe not in comparison to you, but compared to the rest of my life, it's 2 years ago, that year, was it 2016-17, it was pretty damn tough, you know. I had my stillbirth, consequent break of a relationship there, and struggling for 3 years in Universal Credit. Those in England all know how bad that is. I'd never want anyone to have to go onto that. It's demoralising in every aspect they possibly could. It's the worst system. It's a feat in itself to work your way through that with everything else that's going on at the time. So you get the gist, you know, all these things combined in those sort of 3 years, they nearly wrecked me. And then, you know, I was close to breaking. I really was. I moved into the country, and you know, that sorted me out. You know, I'm back on form I'm back on form, really. I've rebuilt, you know, I feel ready to go, you know. I've I've had my time alone, I suppose, to reflect and build on things, and you know, this is all coming out now. So yeah, the next stage is here. We're ready to roll. So I describe myself as a communicator, and this is a role, you know, this is want to do this Jibcast and, you know, start communicating some of the knowledge I have. I mean, everyone out there's, you know, got their own knowledge. Maybe I just like to talk. But, you know, friends and family always say, you know, I do like to talk, and, you know, I'm the one at the party who runs around chatting, and, you know, granted, I chat some absolute rubbish at times, but, you know, some pearls of wisdom do find their way past my lips, and, you know, I've got to embrace that. Oh, that's my excuse anyway. So these days, I don't often get to meet people on my wavelength in bars, well, that I go to, and that's not me being all high mighty. You know, just drinking every weekend is not my thing. You know, getting on now. Maybe that's the wrong way of saying it. I don't make meaningful, lasting connections, I suppose. Yeah, that's a better way of putting it. Just a random chat, and you know, plants a seed, I suppose. But it's not going to make any, you know, lasting connections for me. And currently, other than that, I really only travel into town to go to the shop. And that's not where I'm going to meet the type of people who I can build networks with. Although, apparently, I have heard that a lot of relationships start when people are shopping. Never happened to me, though. But I'm not saying I wouldn't meet, you know, people out. But generally, you're pissed and, you know, you're not going to get numbers as on a friend basis, I suppose. Unfortunately, that's just how society works now. You know, it does happen occasionally, so, you know, I wouldn't knock on the head completely. But, you know, there you go. Sorry, cold coming through there. So, yeah, I've been reflecting a lot the last few days, been ill and over Christmas, and, yeah, I've got a lot off my chest. And now it's about admitting to myself the changes required. Yeah, I know I've said a lot about it and, you know, how this time has been needed. But today, I mean, I was looking at houses in the town. I was looking for you to buy some quite nice ones, actually. I'm in a bit of a dilemma as to what to do, because obviously with the climate, economic climate, how it is, it's whether to buy now or, you know, hold out. But that's a whole different Jibcast and a different subject. But yeah, the town seemed really friendly. It always does, you know. But there's a sense of community to be felt there. People saying hello, which, you know, a lot of big, large cities, they don't. But, you know, it's quite a small city near me, or town, I suppose. And I felt comforted. It's like embraced by the community, which I don't feel in my current place. I mean, where I am now is a great sanctuary, but I think currently I don't need sanctuary, you know. I need development and connection. So, you know, this is where the admitting to myself, I suppose, where it's all coming from. And again, it's been my ego trying to tell me, you know, if someone wants to live sustainably, you've got to be out in the country. You've got to do it properly. And I've come to realise that, excuse me, to live sustainably, we need to collaborate. And you need a good community for collaboration, really. And somehow, it's been an oversight for me. It might be obvious to you, but I've been blinded by my ego for this last year and focused completely on rebuilding myself and just overlooked these simplicities, I suppose. So the benefiting of community, you know, how am I going to benefit? How will others benefit from community, I suppose? I mean, I've always been one for a good debate. You know, I get some cracking conversations and meet some weird, wonderful people. But as I said previously, you know, it's only in pubs. And this is, you know, you're under the influence. It's not as meaningful as you like to be. I mean, I even met a lass the other week. He stopped talking to you and I said I was not on Facebook. And that's bizarre. She actually said, oh, can I check you on Facebook or something? And when I said I wasn't on Facebook, she thought I was dodgy because she couldn't check my profile. Anyway, it's a mad world out there. It's a mad world. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that's kind of media kind of, you must be able to look at some, you know, look somebody up or check someone before you interact with them. Or it's that, kind of addiction to want to do it. Or both, I don't know. But anyway, so we're going off on a tangent there. So yeah, I mean, maybe if I was on Facebook, you know, because you miss out what's happening in your local community, especially not in right in the hub of it. But I mean, I wouldn't go back on Facebook. You know, I've been clean for eight years now, so you know that's not going to happen. And I think moving into the hub of it, I'll hear what's going on, and I'll have contact with the locals and hear via word of mouth, and you know, see things, posters, and you know, so this is where we need to go. And I've searched on the internet, but see, people don't have websites. They don't put stuff on websites anymore. It's all Facebook pages, and I guess it's free to do and it's easy, but you know, this is something that needs to change. In any community, I'll be able to share ideas and you know, put forward what I have to offer. And as I've said, I've always seen myself as a communicator. You know, I'm good at talking, standing up and presenting to people. You know, I've always been quite good at that. You know, and it's my aim to share my ideas with people and suggest alternatives to what we currently have. And this I do when I'm out in a pub, and, you know, the message, but in a pub, people aren't going to remember it. You know, I guess the seed's planted, but we need more effort than that, don't we, folks? You know, we need to start making change and setting things up for people to follow. And you need to be in the thick of it to make a difference. You know, people can look online, but the web's so big, and currently with all the algorithms, if you're not looking for it, you're not going to find it. And you know, the average Joe isn't going to be directed to the stuff to do with algorithm or, you know, actual factual stuff that's going on. So you need to come together and share the ideas, and this is my focus at the minute. You know, I'm not a fountain of knowledge, but I have a lot of knowledge and experience. And there's people out there who have differing knowledge and experience. You know, and you come together, we can build on this, create solutions and alternatives, and, you know, support each other. And that's the main thing. You know, it's a lot of the time people think, oh, you know, I've got this idea, but I think maybe it's a bit extreme, maybe it's silly, maybe it's too dangerous. You know, the thought police will come and stop you. And, you know, and bring people together, you can share these ideas, and people can see that actually there's people thinking the same thing and wanting to do the same thing, and this can spread with ease. And in a minute in England, it is, people are too constricted, you know. Even myself, previously, and it's confidence as well. I mean, I've not had the confidence to set up groups or thought I had the knowledge. But you got to start somewhere. And this last year, I've learned a shed load about my stuff, you know, and myself, and how I can interact and how things benefit me. So, you know, it's time now to put it all into place, you know, get things rolling and, you know, make a difference. So, what amazing things am I going to build in the community? You know, I'm hyping it up so much. You know, it's making a plan, connecting with people, you know. That's the most thing, you know, building strong community projects, you know, simple things, you know, community gardens, development ideas, just awareness, you know, getting people in the community aware of what's happening around them, you know. It's a bit like Derek Brose's Freedom Cells. Might not be his idea. I'm giving him credit for it, though. In fact, I think it was Podolsky, who came up with the idea. I think it's Octa, I don't know. Anyway, that's just a potential tangent there, so I'll hold off. But yeah, Freedom Cells, you know, I've looked into this idea here. There's the website, freedomcells.org, and I signed up for it, and nothing really happened here. I mean, there's stuff in London that's miles away, and it's odd to me. I think the UK, well, more England, in my experience, Wales is well ahead of England in kind of community stuff, and I think they always have been. With you know, after all the mines shut, you know, they built a massive community, and they're very community driven, the Welsh. And in England, it seems to have, I mean, when I was younger, you know, in the 80s, there was community, but it just seems to have dried up. Everyone's too busy, too kind of head down and, you know, stuck in their phone and, you know, doing their own thing. You know, it seems it's stagnated and people are too scared to make a change, you know. There's too much bloody drink, tea and carry on happening, you know. We've lost our get up and go and an ability to change the norms, you know, ingrained in this thought process that kind of yeah, stops us doing anything. But yeah, I'm kind of rattling on a bit, and I'll try and keep it. I'm going to try and keep this to 15 minutes, so I'll try and quickly conclude. So I guess what I've realised is you've got to listen to the universe. It has a plan for us all, and you can look at it however you want. But you know, it's just how I see it. You know, there's always a plan for us, regardless of whether we're in a simulation or, you know, that's a whole different kettle of fish today. But yeah, there's a plan for us. And right now, the raw setting is no longer right for me. You know, I needed to be here to rebuild and, you know, get over the sadness, I suppose. And yeah, I needed to power up, and I've done that. I found practices in nature that massively benefit my well-being, and, you know, I continue those. And I found how I roll, you know, living in myself. And I've never really done that before. Yeah, I've never really purely lived on my own, I have to say. Not for a period of time, anyway. I did once or twice, you know, for a few months. I think I slept in a park for a few weeks. But, yeah, I've never actually purely lived on my own and kind of had to look into myself. Yeah, and it's... Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know how I roll now. And, you know, then when I guess I kind of found this, the universe just started sending me messages, you know, my ungrounded feeling. You know, I mistook this for not being spiritual enough, or something was missing in me. Or, you know, it felt like there was a piece missing in my life. And then my relationship broke down, which I think on some parts my lack of connection with others. You know, she could see I didn't have alternative social groups or community, and she was looking to escape hers, you know, she wanted something out. So, you know, that was a basis, I think, of why that went wrong. And then my desire started, like, thinking, oh, I want to move stuff around, I want to change the house, make it more me. You know, when I didn't listen to these messages, you know, these thoughts, my gut, that's what my gut was telling me. You know, the relationship, I thought, was perfect. That broke, you know, small things. I started forgetting at work, making little mistakes. You know, and then my knee, damaged my knee, and thought I'd done a cruise shit again. And an inkling it wasn't bad, but, you know, this is where it came. And then I got ill with a little cold or a little headache here and there, and I'm very rarely ill. And this last week I've been knocked out with this chest infection, cold, whatever it is. And, you know, this all forced me to sit down and consider, you know, listening to my gut and playing things over what had gone wrong. And we're all guilty of doing this at times. I think, you know, and the universe will make us more and more of your signs, the more you ignore it, until you get the message of you're on the wrong path. And it's so important in that when something doesn't feel right, we sit down and consider it, meditate it. However you do that, you know, it can be walking in the woods, quietly sitting, that's your meditation. You know, however you do that is your own way. And a massive lesson I've learned from all of this is it's not the amount of practice you do, like your meditation or your yoga or being in nature, you know. It's how you do it. And if you just do it to make yourself feel better, there's no point. And I got to the stage where I was doing loads of yoga and said, oh, you know, I must do more, you know, I'm unbalanced, I've got to do more. I was meditating, and then, you know, I wasn't meditating what I needed to, and hence this made my instincts stop desiring. Well, I didn't have the volition to do it, as it wasn't beneficial to me. I took this as being something wrong, you know, so I can't practice, you know, and this brought me down more. And I needed to sit down and really consider why I didn't have a volition to do it, you know, and this was because it wasn't benefiting me. And when this happens, you know, we need to consider why it's not benefiting us, you know, and if something isn't benefiting us, we need to stop it or change it. Or, you know, our body doesn't require that anymore. We need to listen to that, because our body will always tell us what we want. And if we don't listen to these things, you know, we start to become unstable, we unbalance, our instincts feels like it's not being listened to. So it's a slow decline, you know, it could be a mental state or our physical state. And yes, this happens a lot, but a lot of people read the media and, you know, we're told to buy more, do this, buy that, buy this, change how we look this way, that way. And this only continues to move further away from what we really desire. And then we come into depression and, you know, nothing's working for us. We feel unsettled. We just feel a complete sense of ungroundedness, you know, if we perceive it that way. And then this sends us in, you know, a spiraling mess, and, you know, we stop We seek more comfort in things that we don't need and force ourselves to act how we're told by society and influences around us. Which, you know, some might be good, but generally, when you've got to that stage, it's not. And, you know, our instincts and consciousness probably becomes numb, feels like we're ignoring it. And then we either break down, get ill, or do something downright crazy and have a massive blowout and lose control. Yeah, anyway, let's not go there. That didn't happen, eh? So that's a rather long conclusion, to be honest. But I feel it's important, and this might have a revolution to you. If not, you're probably doing all right. You know, you're probably in the right spot for you. But if you feel stuck in a cycle and it's hard to pull out, and, you know, I just hope it's struck a chord with you, and, you know, you can really sit back and think about what you need to change, because there's always something you need to change in the environment to when you're feeling like that. And best thing is listen to your gut and look out for the signs. Now, I know some people don't believe in signs. Oh, it's a sign. But they're there. And to me, I think it's, you know, it's your instinct trying to tell you something. It's noticing, making you notice things, making you hear things to pull you in the right direction. You know, it's constantly saying, oh, that, you know. And it's yourself talking to yourself, telling you what you need to do. If something keeps cropping up, listen to it. That's, you know, you're trying to tell yourself something. So yeah, I'll wrap it up there. And lastly, just don't forget the contest to make an introduction for the little Jibcast. You know, something lively. I mean, like I said, scarf, funky stuff's preferred, but I'm open to your interpretation on that one. And don't forget, $10 Steam dollars bonus. So yeah, get in there. So yeah, spread the word on that one, and, you know, I want something that'll stand out, and plus it'll be a good little exposure for your music. Yeah, I mean, I'll do a rundown of the top 10 or something, you know, play them and get them out there. So yeah, that's a wrap for today then. Next time, eh?